Well, good morning, guys, and welcome to The Drive. Hope everyone is doing well. If not, shoot me a message. I'll be praying for you for sure. Driving to work. 79 degrees. Here we go. So we've been going through this sort of series, I guess, about people in the Bible, you know, their faith, their failures, different aspects of them, things that really inspire us as we look at these people and realize, okay, they weren't superhuman, they were human, they had failures, but they had faith, and they activated their faith and lived for the Lord, which is awesome. And we looked at John the Baptist, right? We looked at Noah, we looked at Abel, and we looked at Mary. And today, we are going to look at, fifthly, we are going to look at Elijah. I love the life of Elijah, just following it. And especially the point where there was a famine in the land, remember? And Elijah was told to stay where the famine was. Which is kind of opposite of what Abram, remember before his name was changed to Abraham, did. Because Abram, when he was called to Canaan, he finally fully obeyed the Lord, left Haran after his dad died, went to Canaan, but then he ran away with Sarai because there was a severe famine in the land, it says. And so he took off. He was disobedient to the Lord. God told him to stay in Canaan. He would have provided for him in Canaan. You know, God doesn't call us to places where he's going to leave us destitute. But the opposite, he's here because Elijah stayed where the famine was. But because he had faith, he was following the Lord. And the beautiful thing is that Elijah, like, the brook and the birds provided for Elijah. But really, ultimately, the source of provision was God. But the Lord made sure there was enough water in the brook for Elijah. And the Lord made sure there was enough meat dropped off by the birds every day for Elijah. And so he was provided by God. Why? Because he was staying in the place God told him to stay in. Wherever God calls you to, he's going to provide for you there. And sometimes, yeah, it looks bleak when you just look at the situation. It looks difficult. But when you look at the Savior, you realize, I'm going to be okay. It might look bleak, the circumstances, but I have to realize Christ is going to be with me and God is going to provide for me. So I have nothing to worry about. So Elijah, man, he went through a little ordeal. I mean, with no food there in the land, but God provided for him supernaturally. And here's where the natural sort of happened in order to further the supernatural. See, the brook dried up. So what did Elijah do? Sit there and complain and die? No. He moved on. He left. He was led by the Lord by the circumstances, and the circumstances were the water ran out. So he was like, okay, it's time to move on. That's a clear sign, a clear incident that shows that it's time for me to move on. So he moved on. You know, and sometimes God, you know, leads us supernaturally in very natural ways. Run out of money? Okay, I'm not going to buy that. I have to do this change in my life because there's no more money. I'm going to see that as God's will instead of seeing it as, oh no, I need more money. I'm going to complain, you know. Elijah, when the brook dried up, he left and he continued on with the Lord. And how did he know to do that? Well, the situation, but also he was in communication with the Lord. You see. And remember, he was led to this woman and her son, where she basically had a jar of flour. She didn't have hardly any food. She had enough money for a meal for her and her son, and then she was just planning on dying. But how many of us know that God provides for us in ways that we never thought of? Like, Elijah was called to this woman and her son, and then the Lord supernaturally provides for her, her son, and Elijah. He multiplies the food, and God can multiply what we have. A lot of the times we neglect or forget about what we have now, and we try to get more, but I think the whole principle here with this incident with Elijah is that we must use what we have. Because what we have is given by God. So instead of looking at what we have and being disappointed and going, I need more, I need something else, I need something different. No, forget that. Look at what you have. Look at what he's given you now. Look at where you're placed now. And let him multiply what you have already have, right? Maybe it's a gift. Maybe it's a talent that you have. And you're like, yeah, but I want this other talent. I want to do this other thing. I have this other gift too. No, just use what you have right now for the glory of God. He'll multiply. He'll help you in it. He'll refine you in that calling. See, Elijah, he just had a little bit of food, right? This woman did, and she had no hope. He was Elijah coming with the hope of the Lord, and he did a miracle, and all of a sudden, hope is rejuvenated. Hope is back. And I think as believers, that's us. We are to, wherever we're to go, we see these hopeless and helpless situations, or these helpless and hopeless people. They have no hope, and we get to go and we get to restore hope to them. We get to remind them, encourage them that the Lord is your hope. He's going to provide. He's going to multiply this thing. He's going to use what you have right now. You don't have to worry. Don't lose heart, but take heart and stand fast in the Lord. And I love, there's so many lessons here in these incidences with Elijah. And so everything's going good. The food's multiplied, all of that. And then the son dies. Her son dies, the widow's son. And so now she blames God. She blames Elijah. She just is blame shifting. She's not happy, right? So she went from praising God to blaming God. And so this is kind of a predicament for Elijah. Like, what's he going to do? How is conflict resolution going to happen, right? Well, he lays on the sun. He prays and he prays and he prays. And if you want to talk about praying in faith, I believe that prayer was a prayer of pure faith. Because dude was dead. He was dead. He wasn't alive. He had no breath in him. And so, Elijah needed a miracle. It wasn't an option. Like, he needed a miracle to happen in order for this son to come back to life and for the mom to not blame God or blame Elijah. And so what happened? Well, breath returned to his lungs. He came back to life. He was revived. And God was behind that. But it was really the action of faith from Elijah that this miracle actually happened. And so miracle after miracle, God was doing a work in Elijah's life. And Elijah just kept on with the Lord, you know, from the brook and the birds to feeding Elijah, giving him what he needed to survive in the famine-ridden land, to this woman who wanted to die and had no hope. He restored hope by praying to God. Seeking God, the Lord multiplied the food, right? But then the son died. And so it seems like there's problem after problem after problem. And in life sometimes, it seems like there's problem after problem after problem. It's like, okay, when am I going to not have any conflict? When is there going to be no problems? Like, well, probably never, because we're in a fallen world full of sinful people, right? But even you look at the son and he died, and you look at Elijah and he prayed avidly, passionately, repeatedly, continually, and the son came back to life. And so, yeah, there's a bunch of hopeless situations if we just focus on the situations. But if we focus on the source, if we focus on Jesus instead of the situation, then we'll see great and mighty and awesome miracles happen. We're going to be able to insert hope where there's hopelessness. Help where there's helplessness. And so Elijah just kept going. He kept seeking the Lord. Was in close communication with God. You know, and there was problem after problem, but then there was solution after solution because Elijah went to the source, who is the Lord. And may that be a lesson for us, you guys. Let's go to the source, which is the Lord. For every problem, every situation, every time when we feel like there's a drought, there's a famine, every time when we feel like there's no provision, we're in want, every time we feel like there's a hopeless situation, you know, go to the Lord, trust in Him, believe Him, pray in faith that He's going to do something, that He's going to multiply what you have. See, the woman only had ingredients, but that's all God needs. Because he'll take the ingredients, put them together, mix them together, and make a meal and provide. So whatever you have right now, whatever God's blessed you with right now in this present time, you can use it, you know, for his glory. He'll multiply it. He'll bless it if you're called to do it. And we can have confidence and hope in that. Completely. Totally and completely. So Elijah, just a man of God. Just a man of God who was in close communication with God. He faced problem after problem, but he looked to the Lord for solution after solution. And God provided. God multiplied. God did a work. He raised up what was dead. Who was dead? He can do that. He can work miracles. Nothing is impossible with God. May we believe that today. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.